good people, you already know what time it is. I guess we are back for what, season two, brother? Season two of King's Landing? Another season of King's Landing. We got a, you know, training camp preview coming live. Rookies have reported. Let's get into it. You already know, man. I'm excited. Falcons football coming back. It's your boy, Jared King. Follow me at @_TheKing_ on Twitter. And follow my brother at KingHead57 on Twitter and IG. And go ahead, shout out Barber's Chair Network for letting us get another run at this, another season with the Falcons. Follow the Barber's Chair Network on Twitter and IG at Barber's Chair Net. Subscribe to the Barber's Chair Network Patreon at patreon.com/Barber's Chair Network. And go ahead and visit the bcnet.com. Brother, 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 welcome back, baby.
Yes, sir. Season two in this thing.
Man, should have never gave us a microphone. Now we got another season of King's Landing to talk some Dirty Bird talk, man. What is it?
We back, man. You know, folks done had a whole bunch to say all off season. We going, ooh, they got some checks to cash. Hey, it's going down. They sleeping on my dogs, and we, bro, how many wins did you say for the? This is a non-betting. This is not a betting podcast. But how many
for 23 for this season?
Yeah, how many wins we gonna get?
10.
10 win team.
10 double digits. Said it the moment they were hired. 2023 Falcons winning 10 games.
10 wins. So we finna cash out this year, bro. 10 wins out of 17. I'll take that bet.
Yeah, no, it starts week one against them pesky Panthers, and hey, it's just gonna roll from there. It is just going to roll from there, man. Let's get into it. You know, we can start it off. Speaking of 10 wins, let's just go ahead. We're gonna start off with the schedule. We start the season off week one against the Panthers.
Easy money.
You know, we ain't got to do a game by game prediction. We ain't got to do a game by game prediction, but we'll have a little discussion real quick. They got the NFC North and the AFC South, I think, this season, right? Yeah, we got.
Yes, sir.
10 wins. You got the Panthers, the Packers, the Lions, the Jags in London, the Texans, the Commanders. You got the Bucks, the Titans, the Vikings, and the Cardinals. You got bye week. Nice little bye week right before Thanksgiving. Then you get the Saints, the Jets, the Bucks, the Panthers, the Colts, the Bears, and we're going to end it with the Saints. I ain't too worried about too many of those teams.
Seriously, brother.
I'm not. Falcons got one of the easiest, if not the easiest, schedule in the league. And they still talking about we not going to win more than 7 games.
I'm looking at that back end of that schedule, though, brother. That's some decent opponents if they stay healthy.
Yeah. It's going to be fun. Jacksonville,
San Francisco, can't sleep on Detroit and Buffalo. And then these busters.
Yeah, man. Hey. I think they jump out if they have a winning record going into the bye. You get the Saints out the bye. I don't. The Jets, that'll be a tough game. The Bucks suck. Maybe the Panthers are good. I think the Colts not gonna be good. The Bears not gonna be that good. So I think if they have a winning record coming out the bye week, I think they got a good shot at 10 wins. So. The tough teams they got to start first 10 games to start the season. Your toughest out is Jacksonville and Minnesota. That's really Detroit. Let me not sleep on Detroit.
I think I may have misspoken though.
Let me not speak on Detroit. I mean, so I like it. I like the team. I like the roster makeup. I think we're in good shape. I think this is year one. I was talking about it on Twitter earlier. some people complain about Arthur Smith. Is he on the hot seat, X, Y, and Z? I don't think so, because the Falcons could have gone the route of the Texans. Texans hired David Culley, 2021, fired his ass. Lovie Smith, fired his ass. It's like they had two back-to-back one-year rentals at head coach. You establish no culture. You have no continuity. You have nothing. This is year one of their rebuild. And everybody's like, okay, like nobody really is worried about the Texans. But the Falcons are like, what are y'all doing with Arthur Smith? They spent all of last year, reminder for the people, with $84 million in dead cap. They had, what, $60 million of cap space spent on the offense and $40 spent on the defense? You had more money in dead cap than you did on either side of the ball. And they still won 7 games.
Facts.
So I think people with the Falcons are just ignoring a lot of the facts, ignoring a lot of what they had to deal with as a team, what they had to deal with as a roster, the limitations that came with it. And I think those questions are gone. So I think, yeah, like now you get a chance to say, all right, is Arthur Smith for real? And how for real is Arthur Smith?
They're going to find out this season, brother. It's going to be fun. I think he's really going to draw it up this season. I think Desmond Ridder is going to be more than just a leader, like they're saying in the interviews, and prove to the world that he can actually play in the NFL. We've seen it. I mean, it's not – quarterback doesn't deviate from college too much when you're a winner. Like, you can spin it, but you have to know how to win the game and manage the game in a way that puts your defense and offense in a position to always capitalize, whether it's scoring points or getting to the quarterback, making picks, TFLs. And with this defense, he's going to be able to have fun. He can let loose, and he got big targets to throw to. So, like, people who don't know ball don't know a ball, and you can tell. And you got a running back. You got Bijan. You got all these backs. It ain't just Bijan. You just call out Bijan. Like they said, Bijan is a weapon. But you still got people who can tote the rock.
Yeah.
And a tight end running back, Janu.
Hey, USC gave Drake London some jet sweeps. Mac Hollins had a couple jet sweeps with the Raiders. Everybody's a threat to run the ball. So, no, I love it. I mean, shoot, we could jump right into it. I'm gonna just go ahead and set the stage. We could talk about, you know, the BS. Speaking of the roster limitations, the 2022 Falcons, your top target getters. We're gonna start on target getters, not on nothing else. Drake London paced the team with 117 targets. He's wide receiver one. Alamide Zaccheaus had your second most with 61 targets. And he's
targets,
gone.
Not balls, not catches.
Not catches. I mean, you know, Mariota's the most inaccurate quarterback in the league. So, you know, that's why I wanted to go with targets. It's like, look, who are they trying to get the ball?
I was about to say, it's very subjective.
Yeah, who are they trying to get the ball? So it's like, that was your second weapon. Like, Kyle Pitts had 59, but he went down. Like, he had a hamstring injury early and then out for the season, what, week 11. So, you know, you got 59 targets. We're not going to get into it. And then Cordarrelle Patterson had 31. Like, it was a struggle. And then you sprinkle in a couple of throws to Damir Bird, a couple of throws to Mykole Pruitt, a couple of throws to Kadarius Hodge, and then some dump offs to Tyler Algier and Avery Williams. That's just not a good crop of weapons. And people keep it with a quarterback like Mariota.
We had an arena team.
That's a rough group. You go Drake London, Kyle Pitts, Cordarrelle Patterson, and then you got undrafted Zaccheaus, who was our second most utilized weapon in the passing game, who goes to Philly, who probably may not even make that roster. He's probably a special teamer in Philly.
A gunner.
he's a punt gunner. Like he's on punt team. He may be a kick returner. I don't know, but he's not getting 60 targets in Philly.
No. Unless somebody gets hurt.
Unless somebody Devontae Smith gets hurt, then Zaccheaus bumps up. He's probably the number three. Let's see. Yeah. 60 targets. He got more targets than Kyle Pitts.
Speaking of Philly, are we keeping our Sega Whiteside?
We're going to get there, man. We're going to get there. We're going to get there, man. We
you know, the Madden ratings be dropping. I be wanting to know, you know, we're going to see that speed at, or is this?
Hey, he got a fight to make it
his career potential.
Hey, I like the transition. We're going to talk about how Arcega Whiteside makes the 2022 Falcons team. Arcega Whiteside probably does not make this roster. Just look at it. So you went from that bullshit we just talked about to Drake London, Kyle Pitts. You got Mac Hollins. I know everybody's like, oh, Mac Hollins ain't good. Mac Hollins give you wide receiver two numbers. That's fine. Scotty Miller, who got 4-3 blades. Scotty Miller can at least make safeties back up. All them dagger concepts they tried to run, all these other stuff where it's like I'm trying to make room for all these digs. Ain't nobody scared of Anthony Firkser running a seam or Mykole Pruitt running a seam or Zaccheaus trying to blow the top off the deep. So it's like you got them three, which is now a different group at wide receiver. You got Kyle Pitts. You got Jonnu Smith, who Jonnu is more of a freak than Mykole Pruitt, more of a freak than Anthony Firkser. And then we got Bijan, bro. We got Bijan. We talked about it more than enough episodes, man. You got the three head. You got four monsters in the back if they keep Huntley. Like, folks forget Huntley was your starting running back last season. It was Algier was inactive.
Facts.
Algier was inactive week one. It was Damian Williams for one snap, and then it was Caleb Huntley.
You remember in the beginning of the season, I said, why are you here?
Man, because we had no choice. We had no choice. What choice did we have? Man. That's what people forget. We were down bad. We were in the trenches praying on offense, and it's like, Arthur Smith can't draw up a passing attack. To who?
To who?
To who? Because every time they went for a while, it was Drake London, Kyle Pitts. Teams are like, all right, cool. Neither of them really going deep. So, so I think. Right. And then you got a big upgrade at quarterback from Desmond Ridder. I mean, from Mariota to Desmond Ridder. So, I'm excited. Like, I think the offense is going to roll. I think Arthur Smith going to get a chance to really show why he got hired.
Yes, sir. Yeah, he's going to draw it up. I want to see how he manipulates the defense with a no huddle. Like, it doesn't even got to be fast-paced. We're just not huddling. We're going to come out empty. We're going to shift to heavy. We're going to make you tackle.
Hey, speak on it from a linebacker's perspective, because I think the league, everybody's like, oh, too high, Vangio scheme, get back, make them dink and dunk. But I think you don't have them two-down linebackers. You don't have them Curtis Lofton's no more. You don't got the linebackers who want to put their nose in blocks for 50 snaps a game. And so you put heavy out there, you shift from space to condensed heavy. What you thinking?
Exactly. You don't have enough. You got too many lightweights out there. You spread them out and then shift to heavy, and you can be effective in heavy with that same formation. And I'm looking to my left and the right, and I got corners and safeties. I'm talking about they finna tackle, big bro. You finna take on the tackle? And then the motion now is too tight on one side. Zones, stretch zone. You could go stretch zone boot. Come back to the boundary. Now you know you shook when you little
in the box. In the box.
Your feet do not move like when they be out, like when you outside on the edges and when you back there deep.
Mm-mm.
Because you gotta read and be ready for the run. And then you got these big tall targets that can slip out with speed. Bro, you flat foot sitting there playing the run, and now you looking like a linebacker and you got fleet feet.
Yep.
Why you stuck in mud, DB?
Yep.
Because Big Bro might come on the backside.
I'm nervous. I'm nervous.
Straight cut off, straight top block, and he up underneath. Bijan up underneath.
Yep.
Crib.
Yeah, I mean, you see, like, that's the thing. It's like the game is everybody's like, oh, I got to stop Patrick Mahomes. Cool. But you forget everybody don't have Patrick Mahomes. Exactly. And what do you do when the leading tackler in the NFL last year, who was it? Former Atlanta Falcon, Oye Aluwakan.
Oh, yeah, that's your boy.
We know good and damn well Oye is not taking on no pulling guard. He is not taking on no Matt Bergeron come around that corner, 6'5", 320, looking to maul somebody. Like
Big Bro coming.
Big Bro and them coming. Like, that's the thing. It's like all the linebackers in the league are built for space. Like Fred Warner.
Yeah.
You can cover Fred.
He going to get them beaters put on him.
Do you want to deal with this? Like, I think that's what Arthur Smith is going for, where it's like, all right, inside the numbers, I'm going to kick your ass.
Straight E Honda hands.
I'm going to kick your ass for 60 minutes. And they did it. They had arguably the best running game in the league. You knew they were going to run the ball.
And we improved that. Significantly.
Significantly.
With the same O-line. Like, the O-line is the part that matters the most.
Not just Bijan. You got Bergeron at left guard, bro. I've been watching Bergeron tape the past couple days. And, like, I already said it on episodes. I said it before. I'm excited about the fat fella. But I started watching him again, and I'm like, all right, how do you beat Bergeron?
Right.
And it was like, okay, he got beat outside a couple times, but he got Jake next to him, and he got help with Drew Dahlman. And so it's like, I can leave Lindstrom on one-on-one and just double for my left guard every – what you going to do? Because you're not – he never got bull rushed.
And he watching the All-Pro on the other side of him.
Lindstrom. Bro was already practicing with Joe Staley before the Senior Bowl. Now I get to spend all my time with Chris Lindstrom and Jake.
Right.
Bro.
E Hondas.
I'm ready. Like, I think and I said last year, I was like, all right, Lions got a top five O-line, and they went out there and proved it. Like I said in preseason, Lions got a top five O-line. I think the Falcons going to have – I think they rated them like top eight. I think it was like Trench Warfare gave them a top eight rating. I think ESPN put them in the top 10. PFF put them in the top 10, which is wild to even think. 2 years ago when they hired Arthur Smith, it's like, oh, we're going to have a good O-line. I wouldn't have told you with McGarry on the line, with Drew Dahlman on the line, and a revolving door left guard, they were going to be able to do it. And they balling. And you just added a monster to left guard, plug and play left guard, ready to go. It's like, if they hit the ground running and Bijan just is Bijan.
Bro, and then Ridder don't take sacks. Like, Ridder is very aware in the pocket.
Yep.
Like, I don't think the general public understands that. Like, he's not eating hits, and he got a great O-line. Like, he can see the pressure most of the time.
Speak on it.
From when I've seen him play, 90% of the time he sees the pressure. And he's only going to get better. So you got that combined with his processing, combined with big targets and athletes. That's a problem. That looked like a 99 overall team. Take away the bias.
That's what I said earlier. I was like, people were like, oh, we need a wide receiver too. We need this. You got six positions on offense that are never going to change. That's still five O-linemen and your quarterback. Everybody else just a weapon.
A weapon.
And if you think about it like that.
Let him do what he does.
Exactly, bro. Like, you start thinking about it like that, it's like, all right, now you got three top 10 picks. That's three of your five. Mm-hmm. Then I got Jonnu might be one. Patterson might be one. Hollins might be one. You throw Scotty Miller in there. You mess around and put Scotty Miller in the slot.
Problems. Now you got to look at his little ass. I know they're not running, but what are they about to do?
And you put him on. You put him in jet motion.
I was going to say jet sweep.
You just put Scotty burning across the formation in jet motion. Everybody like, oh, because you got to go with him. Don't be a man.
Well, we know Scotty Miller now. He's not a rookie, so they gonna know.
They gonna know Scotty out there. Scotty's fast. Back up. And it's you gonna be in a bind every snap. You want to play too high? I'm gonna run it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was one of the things too. Shout out my dog Damski. We're gonna get Damski on here before the season start. But we're talking about Arthur Smith's passing concepts, and we can get into that a little bit more. But it's like he wanted to see, he wanted to see the offense beat cover two more, beat cover four more, like two high safety. But if I got a light box and I got Bijan back there, I got Algier back there, I got Patterson back there, and I got a pumpkin under center, I'm going to hand the ball off.
How do you think Algier going to be running this year, bro?
5 yards a carry.
5 yards a pop. And you know he can do it.
5 yards
a carry. And he's hungry.
So why if my quarterback can barely complete 50% of his passes and I got to guarantee 5 yards in the backfield, I'm going to just give him the ball.
Full-time speed.
Yeah. I'm excited. Like, I truly – like, the excitement that we got, the excitement that a lot of the fans got, it's like, all right, if we can see this, if we can see the personnel, if we can see the personnel groupings, the formations, the shifts, there's already top five in motion. I think they were top three in motion last year. They ran play action on almost 50% of their pass plays. So, again, form a linebacker. You tired of tackling this stuck, running?
We run a nickel.
We run a nickel, so you got to over.
I need at least two of us in there, and we not bringing in no little nickel. We probably gonna do big nickel.
Now you slower.
Right, that's the problem, and we all we running is zone.
You gonna have to run. You're going to have to run. And those hits, having to take on those blocks, like, that's what I love about Art. Like, when we were playing offense before with Dirt Cutter and all that, it's like the poor old line. You drafted Lindstrom and McGarry to run the ball, and you got them playing on their heels trying to catch pass rushers.
Right.
And again, they ass beat because you're throwing the ball 40 times a game. It's like, bro, no. Go attack the D-line. You getting rolled up. You getting in piles. They tired of it. And then I'm making you run sideline to sideline to stop the run. And then you're going to play action me. And like you said, my quarterback got 4 or 5 speed. So I gotta get out there if he boots.
And he can get 3. So now you take that 1st and 5. And second and 5. Now we at 3rd and 2 instead of 3rd and Matt Ryan 7.
On schedule. Like, just keep the ball moving forward. I'll take 1 to 3 yards versus a loss.
You know what old boy coach would say? Hey, baby, we just going to keep matriculating it down the field.
That's all. That is all.
Ain't know what matriculate was, but we knew what it meant.
That is all, man. Hey, you want to get into these Madden ratings? I know you're itching a little bit.
I got to get these pulled up. You know, I retired myself from Madden. I just seen them on Twitter. Madden was consuming too much of my life.
Yeah. You made the comment, so I figured I'd lob it.
Yeah, man. You know, I just came across a couple of posts. We're gonna leave it at that.
Comments.
You know, they just like to do us so dirty. It's like our Madden teams be looking horrible. When then we come out and fire up folk.
Those like, are the best Falcons teams.
That's about a 90 team. We can put a 90. Well, you started us off at 73. You ain't have no doggone hope in our team.
Man. I'm excited.
But yeah, man, I sitting up there arguing with folks talking about this Mac Hollins wide receiver 2 foolishness with this team that we have. It's like, where is your mind? Like, what are you looking at? You think Mac Hollins? I'll ask you this, brother. Is Mac Hollins gonna have the second most? Is he gonna catch the second most passes on this team?
No, he might. He might get like the fourth.
Fourth.
At best, it's gonna go Drake London, Kyle Pitts, Bijan, Cordero, Janu.
Like, wasn't Cordero a receiver first?
Yeah, when he first got here, I think he got, what, 70 targets or something like that?
He's still not a receiver?
Mm-hmm. And they're going to put him there to take him out of the backfield. I don't need to put him. I don't want him running up in these piles no more. He's too old.
Right. But you get Cordell fool self on the edge with a tight end receiver that we have. That's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You got good blocks and you got a legit burner.
Bruh. I hope Arthur dusts off a ton of jet motion and actually sweeps. Because, like, think about you send Jonnu on a jet sweep. You send Cordero on a jet sweep. You send Scotty Miller on a jet sweep.
Everybody can jet sweep.
Everybody can jet sweep. So now, and I don't even have to, they could do 5 jet sweeps. But every time you go in motion, I have to because you might get the ball. Like, it's just stuff like that where it's like, y'all don't understand. Ferks are going in motion. Don't scare nobody.
Nobody.
Look at the play. Like, even Avery Williams. Avery Williams was effective, but he's not threatening.
Right.
Like, that boy Jonnu took a toss 50 yards.
Exactly.
They know that. They and like, all right. Like, it's like we went from fringe NFL talent to actual NFL talent, and people are just so focused that, oh, but you still only have Desmond Ridder.
How did a girl on Friday say, foo?
And it's like when you go back and look, he had the Saints beat.
Yeah.
Drake London fumbled that pass, but Desmond Ridder, everybody's like, oh, he only threw for 100 yards. He was shook as hell to start that game. Yes, rookie shook. First game in New Orleans. Matt was shook, and he was a pro 6 years in the league, and he go down to New Orleans and be shook. So it's like, shoot, they players be shook playing in New Orleans.
Exactly.
You give them credit. They got home field advantage. What it's like.
Exactly. All that sewer gas down there.
When it came down to the fourth quarter in the clutch, boy, dropped back. He was almost picked off a couple times, sacked a few times. Bro was struggling.
Hanging in there.
He was hanging in, dropped his nuts, threw a strike, bang, put it right on Drake for the game, bro. We were about to just hand that thing off. Mm-hmm. Cool, we're going to take us on home. And Drake fumbled it. And it's like, you know, again, shit happens. It's rookie mistakes. Like, that's not going to happen too often. But it's like Desmond had the boys ready to win.
Right.
And same thing against the Ravens, bro. It's 3 degrees. And they dropped back 30 times. And then, boy, Ridder was dealing. That throw he threw to Drake Ridder in triple coverage.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, bro was getting sacked. It was cold. He said, Drake out there somewhere.
I'm from Cincinnati, baby. This don't bother me.
Yeah, man. And so it's like, it's stuff like that where it's like, it's being discounted because it's like, well, he a third round pick. So you only going to rock with him if he's a first rounder? Like Zach Wilson out here already benched. Ooh. Trey Lance can't even get onto the field over Brock Purdy.
And you call Baker Mayfield a starter?
Baker down there in Tampa about to take them boys to a 4-win season.
I don't think so.
Shoot, I cannot wait to watch Baker Mayfield. Man,
dumping it off to Rashad White.
Man. Well, he still got Mike Evans.
He does have weapons. You're right, I forgot.
He got weapons, but he's inept. He's Mariota. He is Mariota. We are going to see firsthand. I can't wait till Mayfield throws a pass on his back.
You know, they got a thing for them type of quarterback. It'll be J-Mo.
Yeah, exactly. They got a tight. They like to tease themselves. You talking trash about Ridder, man. Come on, bro. I think this is Arthur Smith got to come out. He got to earn his. He got to be a top 8 coach this year. He has to prove. You know, you got people come out. I watched the little barbershop series. They had Harry Douglas, your boy Harry. They had Jonathan Abraham. They had Calais Campbell, Jonnu Smith, and Jesse Bates on there. And Calais was talking about, you know, why he picked the Falcons. He was like, yeah, I called everybody. I called coaches I knew, players I knew, and everybody was like, Arthur Smith, one of the hardest coaches to game plan against. And it's like, that's not a coincidence. He took them Titans to the AFC Championship game. They were knocking on the door of a Super Bowl berth.
And you know, he a vet. Vets know. He ain't no look kid. He's like, I live in the A. And this is a good coach. And I'm looking around, and there's some good talent y'all got in here.
Exactly. Like, that's the thing.
Y'all talking about, y'all going to get Bijan. Oh, okay. They don't know. Yeah.
I see what y'all doing. Yeah.
You know, they going to tell the old head. That's the hook. That's the bait.
Hey, look, you see all this? Then we're going to sprinkle this in there. Put that Texas tape on.
So, yeah.
So, and you only going to have to play.
You be on the edge. If you want. And we can still pay you what you want.
We'll pay you what you want. You can play where you want.
As a young team, we need some leadership. We have some established veterans. You can play next to Grady. And y'all can be a formidable force. We bring in the boy from New Orleans. And y'all do your thing.
Y'all run that defense.
We're going to have the white boy in the corner. He's going to be back there calling plays.
Yeah. Peyton and Troy lurking at that second level.
Yes, sir. Ooh, boy, you know I'm ready to rock.
Hey, look, we ain't talking defense yet. That's next episode, man. Look, that's why I wanted to do offense first. I was like, I'm going to do offense first because, shoot.
No more playing GA.
You might have a little show. But, yeah, like, they're like, yeah, Arthur Smith got rave reviews. And it was not like it was a prompted discussion about the head coach. It was like, Harry was like, bro, I was with Arthur in Tennessee. He said, bro got out the mud. Quality control.
Yeah, you know, Harry gonna keep it 100.
Yeah, he's like getting cussed out. He's like, Arthur ain't have to start from the bottom. Like, your daddy, Mr. FedEx, he could have got a job with Washington.
Right.
Like, he could have got a job. Yeah, he could have skipped steps, but he was like, nah, he wanted to do it the hard way, get it out the mud. And I think that's why it's like, I don't think he care about the media. He like, bro, I take all the heat. I'm the one to blame.
It's like Trump caring about the media.
Mm-hmm. I don't care, bro.
Y'all know gonna do him.
Y'all talking. He buried us in May. He wrote our obituaries in May right again. I don't care.
Let's get it.
That's the type of coach. And then you see they go out there and ball out for him because it's like, all right, you're right. And then we're going to drink some beers in the locker room.
We're going to turn up. Forget what these folks talking about. I don't care because the real going to recognize every time.
Every time. So, but I just need him to come out and drop his nuts, bro. Like, I know he was held back by Mariota. He ain't never going to say it. Like, he never going to throw nobody in the bus. And I applaud him for that. That's a good coach. But it's like, bro, they went from throwing the ball 22 times a game with Mariota. They threw the ball more than 25 times, three times. They were getting blown out by the Bengals. We lost to the Bengals 35-17. They threw the ball 13 times. Even in a blowout, he was like, I'm not letting Mariota throw this ball. Like, we beat the Niners throwing the ball 14 times. They ran the ball 13 straight times against the Browns, like literally shut the passing attack down because he didn't trust this man.
You know, I love that.
And it's like,
and went to work, turned all the way up. Yeah, and then it's stayed like, competitive. Weren't we like what, top five or top three in most competitive games? Like in it to the fourth quarter?
Did you see that? Every one of our games was one score game except for the Bengals game. Yeah, bro. Like,
with a great value team.
Them boys had more on the dead cap than they had on the roster on either side of the ball. And folks is like, nah, they're not good.
But we watching this every week. Like, hold on, these boys playing football though.
They playing. They were playing better than they should have been playing. With a fool at quarterback. So it's like, yeah, like, and it's like again, right?
You know, you'd be killing me, bro.
Shout out Mariota, man. I ain't
how we shouting him out. Didn't he walk off on us?
I got love for you as a person, but boy, you ass as a quarterback, bro. But has. I ain't got nothing. Hey, look. 1 year rental. He did what he was supposed to. He kept the seat warm. That one belongs to Okuda. Yeah, man,
shoot. I'll just ride out to the sunset. After he threw that back pass, it's over with. He knew what it was. Backpack it up.
Like I said, I just do too much. I want to make plays too bad. Boy. Yeah, okay. But yeah. But like, think about it. Like, you go back and watch the games, bro. First game, they threw the ball 28 times. That was the most Mariota threw the ball for 2 months. And you slowly saw the passing attack go from here, just like this. It's like,
bro, they're gonna lose us the game. And you got Kyle Pitts hurt, bro. You gotta go.
And they're like, why do the Falcons keep running all these two-man route concepts? Because my quarterback can't read more than two routes.
Because we tanking for Bijan.
And that was another thing. Why aren't the Falcons tanking? Just play Mariota, bro. We are.
Right. But so, they're still playing hard, but they're not playing good. Like, what's going on?
Like, and that's the thing. Mm-hmm. It's like they wanted the Falcons to do what the Texans did. Just limp dick, two head coaches out there while you clean up the cap, waste people's times. No, like, I get it. Like, it was a high quality tank. We know what it was. Trademark pending. High quality tank.
I swear we need to. High quality tank.
It was a high quality tank. And they
sell tank tops.
I need Arthur Smith to have a top 8 season. And I need Kyle Pitts to come out and remind folks. Yeah. When you got Mario.
Because Matt did that man wrong. He gave that man that Julio treatment where he don't throw no touchdowns to that man. So now these folks think that man trash. Then he had Mariota.
Then he had Mariota, bro.
They're going to have 10 touchdowns this year. Mark him.
He should have about 5 to 8. If he hits 10, I'm with it. I'm with you on 10, but he should have 5 to 8. Because it's like people are like, oh, Arthur Smith don't know how to use him. He got 1,000 as a rookie.
As a rookie.
We know, and we all know kind of records. Matt couldn't throw Julio the ball in the end zone. So Pitts not having touchdowns as a rookie is not a Pitts problem. Right. Like I said, if I'm year two, I'm ready to go up, and my quarterback selling the ball 20 yards over my head every time I'm open, bro, I'm over it. I'm over it, bro. I'm checking out. And then you get me hurt?
Got to go. At home. Like, we sitting in the crowd like, bro, what in the world did this man just do?
Just sent him in there with Big Bro. And it wasn't even Big Bro.
Straight up post.
It was Eddie Jackson. Cut him low. It's like, yeah, man. I feel like Kyle Pitts, even before the injury, Kyle Pitts probably should have had 700-800 yards.
Mm-hmm. Strong.
And maybe about 5 touchdowns. He was open so often. But yeah, I think, and now, like, again, it goes back to it. And I was talking about it earlier, like gravity theory. You got Drake London. You gotta double him. He proved the last 4 games. There was nobody else out there but him and him, Zacchaeus, Hodge and Bird. Like, it was a bunch of right. 5 and 6 receivers and one wide receiver one. And Drake put up 85 yards a game. He had 120 to end the season. So you already know you got to double him. You got to double Kyle Pitts. And then don't let Bijan be out on the field.
Like, this man can't even touch the field.
Don't let him be out on the field. Like, the moment he's out there, everybody's like,
all right, look at this man. Look,
because the same people guarding Kyle Pitts are the same people trying to guard Bijan. And then you mess around, put Drake London in the slot. Put Bijan in line, put Drake London in the slot.
And it's crazy because, like, the attention used to be all on Kyle Pitts.
And in 2 straight seasons, they've taken all that attention away from him. They're not even talking about him. And I don't think it's a coincidence. Think about it, you put Kyle Pitts slot, 2 slots. We run 2 seams straight down. You just run a Texas route with Bijan right behind him.
That's all he should be running is Texas.
Just Texas.
Yeah. Texas.
Just Texas.
That's right.
Just a little angle. Ain't no, that's not a choice route. That's a Texas.
I got a choice for you.
But like, that's why I'm like, I don't have answers. I have not solved the Falcons offense yet. It's going to come down to Arthur Smith being bland, which I don't think is going to be an issue because he got a quarterback who can actually read the field. Like Mariota, go back, even go back to the Rams game. You remember we came back, we were down 28-3. Those boys came all the way back. Mariota threw the pick, they got the stop, whatever. It was a chance for Hail Mary. Mariota still ain't throw the ball.
I remember that.
You remember that?
That's when he lost me. He lost me that game, bro. I remember that.
That was like week three. It's like, bro, just heave it. He got sacked and fumbled.
Like, we just watched Troy block a punt after we've been talking Troy up the whole season, whole offseason. And, like, we lose like this in L.A. Like, wasn't the Super Bowl there right before that
year? Yeah. Didn't even give him a chance. Brian Edwards, shout out Brian Edwards.
No, we ain't shouting out Brian Edwards. He ain't do nothing all season. Was he hurt?
He got bullied off the ball for the pick. Yeah, that's who he's throwing to. It's going to Brian Edwards. And Jalen Ramsey just said, thank you.
That was an L for me.
Yeah, man. They came all the way. I knew
he was about to come in and just ball out.
Yeah.
He might as well go sit at home.
He quit.
Go get on that couch with Jordan Matthews and them.
So
Jalen.
I think it's I'm ready, man. I'm ready. And then when you look across the division, right? So we could talk about some other teams' defenses. Panthers got a good defense. I think the two Panthers games are going to be fun.
I give it to them. They do. I hope we come out ready for them, though.
Yeah. I mean, we were ready the first time.
But, you know, we always be looking at them like they some suckers. Every time.
Until P.J. Walker.
Except when they had Cam. But most of the time when they had Cam, too.
Yeah, man. No, it should not have gone to overtime. I was watching that game yesterday. It was on NFL Network, and I was like,
"Yeah, I saw that. I turned it off."
Oh my goodness!
I watched that game. I was there at that game. I watched that bomb get dropped at my feet. I said, "Boy," I saw it getting closer and closer. It was like 5 minutes left. I said, "Yeah, I know this game. Let me turn this off and go find something else to do."
I was watching it while I was eating my lunch. I said, these boys really almost lost this game. And again, dumbass Mariota, you go to overtime, we catch a blessing. But you go to overtime, you throw a prayer to Demir Bird 50 yards downfield. Like, what are we doing? It was his birthday, man. Again, you doing too much.
You're doing too much.
Your coach can only do so much. If the quarterback want to be crazy, I can call the right play. But if the quarterback want to play hero ball, I can't do nothing about it.
You know me. I used to get in trouble for cussing the quarterback out when he used to be doing stupid stuff, bro.
I don't care.
We out here busting our butt, and you out here just willy-nilly. Like, you throwing the game. Yeah. Like, you not even trying. We didn't practice against you all week. And you done chopped us up, got us doing up, downs, left, and right. And you done came out here like you just left the doggone club.
Man. Hey, I got to worry about that with Ritter. Old man got a kid. He at home studying his plays. He is studying his plays.
Polished. That man polished like Uncle Sam's shoes.
You ask Ritter, have you been to any strip clubs in Atlanta? No, sir. I've just only been in my playbook.
Where do you think Ritter live?
In Flowery Branch. He down the street in front of the facility. He is not far. That boy ain't in Midtown. He is not in the
Lake Lanier yet, Ritter?
No. I've seen it. I've driven past it. That boy is in Flowery Branch. Y'all want to come catch him? Drake London probably in the city. Drake probably be in the city. Kyle Pitts be in the city. Ritter, him and Heineken.
Ritter and Bijan hang out.
Yeah. Bijan is perfect for that team, man. Hey, guys, we have to go study our playbooks. Them boys are going to be saints.
I told you, boy, them boys some squares. I love it.
I love it, man. All I do is play squares.
That's what I want on my team. And then the fools. Everybody else be some fools. Y'all do what y'all do.
defense is full of fools. The offense, y'all are Chris Lindstrom, wholesome.
McGarry, Family Guy.
Hey,
McGarry, shout out to the proposal. Yeah, engagement.
McGarry is MAGA man, but hey, look, I would say, hey, I like my old lineman a little racist sometimes.
I plead the fifth. Yeah, I'm not joining you on that train.
No, man, shoot, I'm excited for this offense, bro. They about to roll.
They got good chemistry too.
Yeah, that was the thing I took for granted when it was like, I don't know if they bring McGarry back. It was like, you ain't got to restart that O-line chemistry.
I told you. Like, you bring your Bass brother back with the man?
Yep.
Man, they're going to do work. They're going to be kicking ass.
Yep.
All right, brother. You know, this is what we do, so let's get to work now. This is what we got drafted for. This is what we brought in. We said we're going to turn the thing around. Let's do it now.
Time to put some dicks in dirt.
Yeah, he got his Undertaker hair and everything. Yeah. Ready.
I love it, bro. They be mauling. So, yeah, no, I'm ready, man. I don't think – ain't got much for the Saints defense. I don't think that Saints defense is all that troublesome. They shedding talent. Shoot, everybody talking about the salary cap is fake. Marcus Davenport gone. Onyemata's gone. It's just old Cameron Jordan.
They great value over there too. Why don't we go to work on him? We owe him several.
Owe him, bro.
And I was just running at him the whole time.
Yeah.
No huddle, we running at you. You're going to be getting beat up by these two on the right. And if you switch sides, you're going to catch these hands too.
Yep.
It's well balanced.
Yep.
I would just, yeah. Boy, he got Cordell that. Chuck Jordan like that, like he did. You
Drew
remember
Tranquil.
That truck and the Chargers.
Drew Tranquil. He got his birth certificate on that one.
Birth certificate.
He said, "Come here, come here, son."
You said you how
old? We're the same age, but I'm your daddy now, boy.
Step on that scale.
Yeah, man. I just shoot. But Arthur Smith, that type of coach. All right. All right, Cam. You're going to have to earn these pass rush snaps. You're going to stop the run.
Talking crazy.
I'm going to double team. You're going to be on the right side with Caleb. I'm going to tuck a tight end over there, whether it's John or Kyle. Hey.
I'm ready for them to come to. Boy, come on to the bins. We'll go straight to Whole Foods and get these bags again. You know it's going down. I'm going to have them ready for them. So they can put their faces away.
Hey, they got two losers running that team, too. Dennis Allen. Boy, that man. Shout out Dennis Allen. He's 18-47 as a head coach.
He has man, it's trash. And then he even brought his homeboy, his butt buddy,
Derek from the Raiders. Shout out, Derek, Mr. Losing Record. Derek Carr has two winning records in his whole time in the league.
Derek Carr, so sorry, he got Devontae trapped over there in Las Vegas, bro. Devontae would have been in New York right now, bro.
I came out here to be with my dog, Derek Carr. You left. All right.
And now you're stuck on the Raiders.
Hey, sometimes.
You got to go against Patrick. You got to go against Justin. And then you got to go against Let's Ride.
Hey, Broncos country. Let's Ride. I got Sean Payton now, baby.
That's horrible.
He's going to end his career like the 07 Raiders, the Raiders of old.
Yeah.
Man.
I been looking like Randy Moss, wearing 18.
He coming to Atlanta.
He could, but he not.
He can come to Atlanta. We're going to need a wide receiver, too, in a year or two. We can trade him for him. We can trade for him when he's a little bit washed.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Mike Tomlin.
Mm-hmm. So, but, yeah, no, I think I'm ready. I can't wait, man. These Falcons about to – they're going to put up points. I think they're going to be a top 10 offensive unit this year. I'm going out on a limb and saying that right now on July 20th, 2023. Top 10 unit.
As far as what? Top 10 in what category?
Points, yards. They're not gonna be top 10 in passing yards because I don't think they pass enough. They still gonna be 50-50. But total yards, I mean, look, Jalen Hurts only threw 22 touchdowns. That was a top 10 offensive unit. He ain't gonna run. Ritter not gonna run like Jalen Hurts. So I think you're gonna get probably 25 touchdowns from Ritter. He keep the interceptions down. Give me about, he should hit 4,000 yards. I don't think that's.
Did you see that bet? What did they say? 2,800?
They said 2,600. I'm taking the
that's
over.
Easy cash. In 17 games?
Hey, take the over on every Falcon stat on offense. Take the over.
Telling you.
Take the over. These dumb fools. That was so disrespectful. Bo wins.
Take all this money.
Right? They said Bo wins the last two seasons. Then they said 8.5. And I watched the video, and they said, yeah, I don't think the Falcons are going to hit over eight wins. Bro, they just won 7 with ass on that roster.
Just killed. Like, overachievers is an understatement with that team.
2 years in a row. 2 years in a row, and you think they're not going to hit 8 with the easiest schedule in the league and all this with talent. Okay. I just want them to get to the playoffs, and I just win one. Shout out to Falcons went 6-3 at home, changing the culture. They trying to win in front of y'all, bro. They are trying to.
Hey, I had a blast. This season was great. I ain't had to watch Matt no more. I ain't had to watch no third nines all game. I saw some tough football. I saw some run game. I saw some hen. It was a good season. Like, yep. People keep looking at the overall record. I'm like, bro, y'all ain't see. If y'all were here, I've been there since we got them season tickets right after they lost the Super Bowl.
Yep, 2017 when they opened a new stadium.
And then you watch how trash we got since then.
Slowly. It was just
like people up in the rafters talking about Sarkisian.
Yeah, it was rough, man. We brought Dirk back. I was thinking about that today. I was like, geez, we really brought Dirk Cutter back. And like, what did we think was going to happen?
Same thing.
You fired this man, Art.
Mm-hmm.
Just to bring him back. Man. Yeah, 6-3 at home. Ritter still undefeated at the crib.
We were too happy when he brought that win home.
That boy. I'm ready, man. And you get to open up against the Panthers, little ass Bryce Young, and you get to open up against the Packers and bum ass Jordan Love. Come on,
bro. I told you, we got the defensive line that I said. I want a D line. When that quarterback get under center, he be like, "Whoa,
these boys too big."
These boys.
Hey, that's for
next we got him, baby.
That's for next episode. Hey, you can go ahead and wrap it up on that because I can't wait to talk about this defense that we didn't cobble together.
Hey, y'all smell it. Y'all feel it. Y'all hear it. We back, King's Landing. This has been King's Landing, another episode. My brother,
season 2, Captain.
Like Birdman said. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. It's been King's Landing once again. My name is Brian King. That was Jared King, aka @_______________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________
We out. Yeah.